Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and it's Oliver, my son. We're just setting off to walk the West Highland Way. And what day is it today?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. We're just leaving Milgar. Oh well, it looks like it says Milgavi, but it's not. It's pronounced Milgar, I think.
Milgar,
isn't it?
I think it's something like that.
Yes. So we had a raucous time yesterday. We had what was supposed to be a 7-hour drive from home to Scotland to Fort William turned into an extra 4 hours because there was an accident on the A84, is it? The road that goes from Glasgow to Fort William. So we had a long wait. We drove back to Helensburgh for some food and then came back and waited for a while, started to watch a movie in the car actually, and we were waiting for the roadworks to clear the 4-car pile-up, which meant that our destination, which was Glen Nevis campsite at the foot of Ben Nevis, was out of the order because we were going to ride there after the gates had been locked. So we parked in a lay-by and I set up a tent for Oliver to sleep in at the side of the road. And I slept in the car. Oliver couldn't sleep in the car, I'm not surprised. It took me a while to get used to that idea.
I hate camping anyway.
And he hates camping anyway, and he's coming on the West Highland Way. So we've got our own tents. Oliver's got his own tent, well, one of mine. In fact, I'm letting Oliver use my Lux Hex Peak. And I'm going in my old trusty trek light. So I'm carrying both tents at the moment. We've both got backpacks, but of course, I'm trying to carry the bulk of the weight. It's Oliver's first time hiking. And 90 miles we've got to go. And I really, don't think it's fair for him to carry too much weight. So we've just had a fine Scottish burger at Cafe Alba in Milgar. We're feeling a bit bloated, to be honest, now. So we've got about 13 miles we want to walk. It's, what time is it? 1:10 in the afternoon. And we're going to try and crack in about 13 miles today before it gets dark and camp somewhere the night. We'll probably do a few B&Bs or whatever along the way. But it's my son's first walk of any note. And he's really coming along because he wanted to do Ben Nevis, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because he already done Scafell Pike and
Snowdon,
yeah. And wanted to finish them off, do the three peaks. So I hope I'm going the right way. I get lost at this stage of the game. So yes, he decided that he wanted to walk Hadrian's Wall with me last year, but we couldn't do that. So I thought, well, this is a nice, good walk, the West Highland Way. It's not too tough. It's got a couple of areas where there's a bit of ascent to do. Scotland being Scotland, the weather's inclement. We've already had midges, but we've got midge repellent, which works. Although it tastes awful when you get it on your lips by mistake.
It stings in your eyes.
And it stings in your eyes if you rub your finger with your eye afterwards. Rub your eye with your finger afterwards. Just walk straight through it, Ollie. And, yeah. Anyway, I just had to pause it there. Some very big puddles. We'll expect rain, we'll expect all sorts, and midges. And, gosh, it's a bit muddy here, isn't it? Let's go around that way. And expect to see a lot of people on the way, because we've already seen quite a few with big packs on. I saw a girl who'd finished the walk. Okay. We saw a girl who finished the walk at Fort William. She did it in 4 days. She had 2 glorious days and then 2 terrible days. Got caught in lightning on one of the tops, but she's lived to tell the tale. Hopefully it won't be as dramatic as that for Oliver's first time. We've planned 7 or 8 days walking, but Oliver would like to get it done quicker, I think. Not because he wants to rush through it, but he just wants to push himself a little bit. And at the end of this, we'll climb Ben Nevis. That's the plan. That's the plan. So we may do more recordings along the way. You know what I'm like, I'm hit and miss with my recordings. But until then, we shall say tatty bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye for now.